I'm Rich Ucker, Tri-State's Public Radio News.
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom.
Macomb-based musician Chris Villillo says he's created a fully developed theatrical production of his album, Oh, Freedom, Songs of the Civil Rights Movement. It'll debut April 11th at the Hainlein Theater at Western Illinois University. He'll be backed up by a full band and the university singers.
Well, the way the show works is that I am continuing an ongoing narrative that talks about the history of the civil rights movement and the way music was an important part of it. So I'll talk about specific songs and their history, some of which go all the way back to the days of slavery, many of which evolved from gospel songs to labor songs in the 1920s and then to civil rights songs in the 50s and 60s. And then I'll also have very specific first-person accounts of when a particular song came into play during the civil rights movement.
How did you come to choose the particular songs? There must have been a lot from which to choose. How did you choose these particular ones?
Well, you know, whenever I try to create a show, I want to create a balance of some songs that people are familiar with, and I also want to introduce some songs that they are not so familiar with. So I was looking for a combination of songs that first of all, touched on those elements, but then I wanted songs that I could tie to specific themes of the civil rights movement and specific occurrences. And I was able to locate some wonderful primary source documents that showed music and how it specifically applied to that movement in very specific situations. For example, one of the songs in the show is called Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up to freedom land.
And at a march in Albany, Georgia, the city council refused to negotiate with the movement. They got a federal injunction to shut down the marches. Well, the demonstrators got together, had a mass meeting, and decided they would march anyway. And that night, the Reverend Ralph Abernathy introduced this song to the congregation, and they sang it the next day walking to Albany City Hall.
You said you've been doing these songs solo for a few years, but it was originally conceived as this larger production. So why didn't you just wait until you were prepared to do the larger production rather than going out and doing solo shows?
Well, for two reasons. One, I got to pay the bills. The challenge of doing a project like this is sustaining enough work to keep yourself living and supporting your family while you develop the show. The other part of the problem is that it takes a tremendous amount of time to develop the show, especially at this level. We've been working on this particular larger version of the show since about this time last year. That was when we really began to talk about how to incorporate the choir, how to transcribe the choral parts, you know, how to make this happen on a bigger level. So it's a question of finding the resources and then being able to make that come together. In the meantime, as I performed the show as a soloist, I was able to fine-tune the performance and get a better handle on how it all came together. Writing a show is a lot like writing a song, but just on a different scale. And you have to have moments where there's an emotional high point and an emotional low point and kind of create a flow. So taking the time to perform it repeatedly allowed me to really tighten those elements and then start to begin to move it towards the place where we have it now.
It almost sounds like what you've been doing is sort of like the demo tapes the past few years, and now this is the fully realized production.
Pretty much so. Like I said, there's a lot of re-editing and fine-tuning that goes into making any kind of a production, let alone taking it to the next level and expanding the presentation of it.
Is this a one-time-only performance?
No. What we are doing here is actually creating a template, which I'm hoping to be able to take out and tour. So when we're all done, we're going to have a professionally designed lighting scheme, which will be able to travel with the show. The set itself will travel with the show. I'll have the choral parts transcribed from me just singing them on the recording to being written out for an entire choir. All of this will be set together in a package that I can take to another performing arts center or another university and incorporate their local choir into. So the long-range goal is to be able to tour this show. This is the beta test, and it's basically through BCA that we've developed this to be able to take it to that level.
Musician Chris Villillo says he would love to see the show performed at locations such as the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis and the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center in Cincinnati. First, though, he'll present it at Western Illinois University's Hainlein Theater. The show begins at 7:30 p.m. this coming Wednesday, April 11th. Tickets are available by calling the Hainlein Theater or by going to bcabringsthestars.com. The show is called O Freedom, Songs of the Civil Rights Movement. The songs in the show are taken from Villillo's 2015 album of the same name. I'm Rich Ucker, Tri-State's Public Radio News.